Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Reef Ethics. My name is Ukelo Yagiri. I am the Honorable Commissioner for Women Affairs, River State. But just before we begin, let us take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Eberechi Suzeje-Sonwike, the initiator of Reef Ethics.
Greetings to the good people of River State and welcome to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that equality is not a woman's issue. It is a business issue. Our topic today is in commemoration of the United Nations International Women's Day, which came up on March 8. Every day really is Women's Day, as the world would be nothing without women. International Women's Day is a time to reflect on progress made, to call for change, and to celebrate acts of courage and determination by everyday women who have played an extraordinary role in the history of their countries and communities. Gender equality is essential for economies and communities to thrive. A gender equal world can be healthier, wealthier, and more harmonious. That is what we all wish for. Yet, that is not the case, as the following statistics show that women earn 23% less than men globally, that women occupy only 24% of parliamentary seats worldwide, that one in three women have experienced physical or sexual violence, and that 200 million of girls and women have suffered genital mutilation. The theme of this year's celebration is on innovation and technology. All hands must be on deck to close the technology gap in order to give more women wings to fly. The race is on for the gender equality bedroom, a gender equal government, gender equal media coverage, gender equal workplaces, gender equal sports coverage, more gender equality in health and wealth. We can actively choose to challenge stereotypes, fight bias, broaden perceptions, improve situations, and celebrate women's achievements. Let us listen to our guest speaker today as she expounds on the subject. She is Mrs. Ukel Oyagiri, Honorable Commissioner for Women Affairs, River State. There is a drama sketch titled Species Equity by Princess Amy Alagwa. Please enjoy the episode and learn all you can from it. Our lovely people of River State, don't forget to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Ma, this one way you come be saying na every day. Now you dey focus dey press this laptop. I hope say you never enter yahoo yahoo. You know say na very bad thing be that. I no be so I take train you. Every pikin wey come from responsible home no suppose involve himself for that kind thing, because na illegal and na bad thing. You no suppose collect money when another person don also finish dey deceive am. You know say even God for heaven self go vex for you. Even the citizen, even us, the country, we know say na bad thing. If they catch you, if EFCC hold you, na so it don't be for you, and my pikin, Shebi, you know, say the beginning of EFCC. Now it be wisdom, oh.
Mama, na the fear of EFCC. The fear of EFCC. Now it be wisdom.
My pikin, you know, say I know sabi all now. Now it be grammar. Generation, oh.
Mama, you won't kill me with your jokes.
Don't be joke, oh.
No, mommy. I can never be part of such. I can never be, God forbid. Me and Alice, we did not grow up like that. You not trained us like that. We are God-fearing children from a God-fearing home. You understand me, mommy? We cannot know now. We cannot disgrace our generation like
that. I beg you. I want to be good citizen, oh.
Mama, no problem. See, what I'm doing is not strange. Besides, not everyone using a laptop should be assumed a cyber criminal. Mama, we're in a digital world now. Everyone should start getting used to it now.
My pikin, I beg not choke me with verse. You not say waiting man no pass am. Now na be computer age pikin now. For my time, we not even they even use calculator. Talk say na phone. Now so you and Alex, my daughter, they busy for the thing. I dey wonder what son they do every day.
Mama, I perfectly understand. It's understandable. I can understand your fears, but no. See, our time is indeed the digital era. Mommy, yes. We're only doing the necessary by surfing the internet to acquire digital skills to keep abreast with the latest trend in the digital world.
Cool.
We are also powering on from the 2023 International Women's Day theme of Digit All. They intend to achieve this by using innovations and technology for gender equality, ma.
Aroma, wetin concern International Women's Day with Eki, Abi Taekwondo, Aino. Wetin Abi na innocent moto.
Mama, no be innocent motos. Is innovation. Innovation.
As you say now, you both people, they Andrew Lam now. Waiting I sabi my pikin. Hey.
Okay, let me explain it. Innovation just simply means new ideas, method, or device. And besides, from the earliest days of computing to the present day of virtual reality and artificial intelligence, women have made untold contributions to the digital world in which we increasingly live. Their accomplishments have been against all odds in a field that has historically neither welcomed nor appreciated them.
So, Aroma, you dey try tell me say no be today women dey do this on a taekwondo thing. No be small, waiting I sabi. Everything don't technical. And you know, my pikin. I beg, waiting be the meaning of that innocent motto self.
Mama, again. Okay, see, innovation, not innocent motors.
Oh,
because I just explained it just now. Let me explain it again. Innovation simply means new ideas, methods, or devices.
My pikin, waiting, Asabi.
See, mommy, the process of coming up with new ideas and technology that increases productivity and generates greater output of values is innovation. You can innovate by getting better at what you do already, or by applying it in a different context. Yes, or you can be innovative by solving a new problem.
I beg my pikin, how we go fit use all this thing achieve gender equity? Because it go give me joy as a mother way I be, oh.
Mama. You know, the need for inclusiveness for men and women in all sectors of life is paramount towards achieving development in society.
All this your grammar, self. That's how we break and down, make her understand.
That's how we'll get equity now. The equity you just asked.
Okay.
Global statistics has it that 22% of women globally make up the labor force of artificial intelligence companies. While 44% of global technology industries develop gender bias in employment. And crowning it all, a survey of women journalists from 125 countries found out that 73% of them had suffered online violence in the course of their work.
Chai, women don't suffer for this techie something. And this kind thing go fit make other people commot mind for techie. People wey get better upstairs go to Wama.
Mama, you know, in as much as the pervasive threat of online gender-based violence, coupled with lack of legal resource, forces women out of the digital space. We shouldn't relent. We have to sensitize our people to let them know that digital technology is opening new doors for the global empowerment of women, girls, and other marginalized groups from gender-responsive digital learning to tech-facilitated sexual and reproductive health care. The digital age represents an unprecedented opportunity to eliminate all forms of injustice and disparity in equity.
My pikin, it be like say na techy things we go face. So you not even see as our cash don't disappear finish. Ha! Na cashless we dey. Na so I tell go bank that day, I stand tire. I no see money withdraw. I go say I want withdraw for this service. So they call out this on our POS people. They are shy. Now so they want to cut my neck, finish my money. They say move share our money to my pikin. Ha! We go follow for the moving train, so they no go leave us behind, oh.
Yes, Mama. We really need to power on to demonstrate the application of new ideas, methods, and devices based on scientific knowledge for the practical purpose of giving equal access to resources, opportunities, privileges, and both genders of all ages to curb harmful practices against women and girls like sex trafficking, child marriage, and intentional killing of women and girls. We need to seek to increase awareness of women and girls as regards to the opportunities which technology offers through digital skills and access to technology to narrow the gap and reduce gender inequality, while stressing the need to acknowledge digital education as a crucial tool for a sustainable future.
My pikin, anything we wanna fit do in any way, me I go support on our son and mama. Anytime on I need my help, make on a holla me, I go put body for na. I won't make you and my pikin Alex teach every young girl wey get interest for this
technology,
my pikin.
Mommy, technology.
Una no say then they look up to us role model. Yeah. I beg, make una no fall our hands, so.
Mama, we will not.
I beg you.
See, I don't hear all your advice. I really appreciate my sweet mother.
My pikin.
I sincerely want to use this medium to call upon our government, Mama, as time goes on, activists and the private sector alike to power on in their efforts to make the digital world safer, more inclusive, and more equitable.
Okay. Thank you, my pikin. Oh.
Thank you, Mama. I love you.
I love you first.
When I dey cry, my mother go cry. She no know what to do. You know well.
This drama you just listened to is titled Species Equity by Asak Staring,
Oluchi Esokoji as Mama Alice,
and Princess Amy Alagwa as Oroma. Written by Visa, it was directed by Princess Amy Alagwa. Remember, our good women are wonderful. Happy Mother's Day and Happy International Women's Day to all the good women of the society. Keep being good. I love you all. Bye-bye. Mwah.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetix on radio, and my name is Ukelo Yagre. I'll be speaking on the topic International Women's Day 2023. The International Women's Day is a day set aside to celebrate and recognize the achievements and contributions of women all over the world, regardless of national, religion, color, race, ethnic, cultural, economic, social, political, or linguistic divisions. It is celebrated on the 8th of March every year. The growing strength of the women's movement has given the celebration a global coloration and further impetus by the United Nations. The role of the United Nations has helped make the celebration a rallying point for building support for women's rights and participation in several sectors of society. Over the years, the celebration has had a theme which forms the focus to pilot or direct women all over the world. The theme for the 2023 International Women's Day celebration is Digital Innovation and Technology for Gender Equality. We will now look into the three key words: innovation, technology, and gender equality. Let's go on a short break.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them. It shouldn't take you long to teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere, to build a better nation. That's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents. Do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetics on radio. My name is Okelo Yagri. I have been speaking on the topic International Women's Day 2023. Let's now look at the three keywords in this theme for the International Women's Day. The first word is innovation. This means a new idea, method or device, that is the introduction of something new. The purpose is to come up with new ideas and technology that increase productivity and generates greater output and values. You can innovate by getting better at what you already do, applying what you are already good at to a different context, or finding a completely new problem to solve. We now talk about technology. Technology is the methods, systems, and devices arising from scientific knowledge and its application for practical purposes, especially human life. Our third keyword for the theme for the International Women's Day is gender equality. This refers to the situation where equal access. It means that boys and girls, men and women, enjoy the same rights, resources, opportunities, privileges, and protection. Gender equality is essential to achieve a peaceful society. Its importance is a given, as it is a fifth goal in the Sustainable Development Goals. Digital innovation and technology for gender equality. Now linking the two different words in an attempt to explain the theme of this year's International Women's Day, we shall simply be talking about the introduction and application of new ideas, methods and devices based on scientific knowledge for the practical purpose of giving equal access to resources, opportunities, privileges, and protection to both gender of all ages. We will now go on a short break in order to get more on technology, innovation, and gender equality as it concerns the International Women's Day theme of 2023.
Don't sit, there are things to be done.
Every day,
with your bit, the battle will be won.
That's the way.
Be tolerant, be understanding.
Show some care.
Be just and undemanding.
Be sincere.
The road to greatness is rough, but with hard work, we'll surely overcome. Be proud.
Time is money. In other words, you lose time, you lose money. Develop yourself to money input as well as time input. To build a great nation, we must use time properly. Time is a precious element of life. Used well, it generates wealth. Don't spend your precious time doing things that get you nowhere. Time, time, time is money.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rivetix on radio. And my name is Ukelo Yagare. I've been speaking on the topic, the International Women's Day 2023, and the goals of this year's celebration. The aim of this innovation and technology for gender equality is to deploy this new scientific knowledge to eliminate harmful practices against women and girls, sex trafficking, child marriage, the international killing, the intentional killing of women and girls, and so on, and also give equal access to education, policy, and decision making at all levels to both gender. The theme further acknowledges the role of technology in gender divide and proposes that women must be treated as technology creators and decision makers. Women and girls should also be included in the design, development, and deployment of technology to better meet their needs. It further seeks to increase the awareness of women and girls as regards the opportunities which technology offers through digital skills and access to technology in order to narrow the gap or reduce gender inequality, while stressing the need for inclusion and transformative technology and digital education as a crucial tool for a sustainable future. I want to emphasize here that women need to be digitalized in order to meet their needs just like their male counterparts. Being gender sensitive means giving equal opportunities to all, no matter their gender, male or female, because as human beings, we are supposed to have the same rights being occupants and co-occupants in society and in the world. So no one to be seen as being better to handle one thing and the other is being deprived. Women should also be given a space in the digital world. We want to emphasize here that this year's theme has come to open our eyes to the fact that women are lagging behind in the area, in the space of digitalization. A lot of them are not trained for this new innovation, this technological world. And we're saying that special attention be given to women in order that they be given a space and access to the digital world, which will make life better for them. We want to say also, in conclusion, we understand that the push for gender equality is in understanding gender equity. Given the awareness, women will and now have of themselves and the opportunities available. However, in 2023, we encourage an hashtag embrace equity, where opportunities and resources are located equally to all persons, taking into consideration their individualities, personalities, and peculiarities. to achieve the ultimate goal, gender equality, using technology and innovation.
Dear friends, this is the much we can take on this edition of Rave Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed part of this episode or wish to download this or previous editions, please visit our website at www.raveethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You are free to share it with your friends at your school or community. You can also join Rave Ethics family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram via at Rave Ethics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to this or other editions. The numbers are 0704-605-1333 or 0701-247-0049, or you can send us an email on raveethics@gmail.com. The Rave Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in River State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM, 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday at 12 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, 9 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. with repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Rhythm 93.7, 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday, same time. Treasure 98.5 FM, 6:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, 6 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Until we come your way next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.